The British Medical Journal just released a study confirming what most women and a few of us men already know. Guys do stupid things. I know, it's not exactly news, but this is science, a powerful tool. Okay, only half of us believe in it anymore, but the newspapers have to put something in between the appliance ads and the comic page. Nevertheless, it got me thinking about my own great moments in Jackassdom, and I'm sure you got your own. Not all us males will risk our lives frivolously, whether from high IQ or low courage, but I've noticed plenty you do. A few years back, a bunch of us South End yahoos were having a little bacchanalia off the back roads at a log cabin in the nettle savannas. A few drinks, some medical herbs, and next thing you know, we've got a roaring bonfire lighting the sky to hoops and hollers and general mayhem. At some point, we haul out a couch and four of us, right, all guys, toss it on the fire, sending sparks halfway to the space station. I don't actually remember who initiated, but some idiot, a male, decided to leap the conflagration. Then at the encouragement of one particular female, others took a turn fire jumping, crazed, drunken, pheromone incapacitated morons hurtling over a sofa in full toxic flame. Great fun. I had worked in Everett General Hospital one 4th of July, and I remember a guy we got in the ER who toppled into a fire and been dragged out by bystanders. He died that night. So when I saw my overweight, out-of-shape artist buddy revving it up for his turn, I said, "Don't do this, man." But I could see he needed to impress the cheering lady, and nothing I could say was going to deter him, so whoopee, wahoo, off he goes, and stumbles at the edge of the bonfire. I can still see him, arms akimbo, off balance at the launch pad, a silhouette aglow like a Bosch dream of hell, another human sent packing to the furnace. He hit the ground all fours, tumbled to a landing to cheers and celebrations. I was the one weak in the knees. We don't burn as many couches these days. I don't know if we've grown wiser, or the dumb have all been incinerated.